Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has announced plans for a nationwide referendum to be held next month to see if voters want him to remain as president. The referendum's results would stand regardless of the outcome of parliamentary elections scheduled for later in the year. Musharraf, a key ally in the U.S. war in Afghanistan, made the announcement in a televised address today. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Karachi.
It's been 2.5 years since General Musharraf took power in a bloodless coup that toppled the democratically elected but widely unpopular Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Musharraf promised a speedy return to what he called true democracy, not, he said, the sham democracy and widespread corruption that marked the rule of Nawaz Sharif and his predecessor Benazir Bhutto. General Musharraf assumed the title of Chief Executive of Pakistan. Later, he added the title of President, and promised to return the country to civilian rule in 3 years' time. Earlier this year, he appeared to make good on that promise, announcing parliamentary elections in October. But President Musharraf is now asking the Pakistani people to extend his term as president several months before those elections are held.
I want you, the people of Pakistan, to tell me.
Pointing his finger repeatedly at the television camera, General Musharraf asked the Pakistani people for a mandate. You, he said, should decide what my role in the new setup will be. You should decide if you support my reforms and want me to continue. I want to know, and I want the world to know, he said, that the 140 million people of Pakistan are behind me. General Musharraf used much of his hour-and-a-half-long address to the nation to point out his government's accomplishments in the past 2 years, improving the economy, restoring law and order, and combating religious extremists. And he expressed concern that the reforms he's initiated might be jeopardized if he's not around to see them through.
Hypocrisy.
I'm not power-hungry, Musharraf said, and I believe that the new prime minister should have the power to set policy. But I will keep enough power to ensure whoever is elected prime minister does not reverse the reforms I've initiated. Musharraf blamed the civilians who'd come before him for destroying democracy in Pakistan. He said neither Benazir Bhutto nor Nawaz Sharif, the leaders of the country's two largest opposition parties, had any future role to play in Pakistani politics. Both leaders currently live in exile, and both have been warned they face prosecution if they return. It's not clear what the Pakistani people's response to President Musharraf's request will be. The country has been ruled by military men for more than half its 54-year history, and some people may balk at the idea of extending Musharraf's rule, even though he remains popular. And Musharraf has not spelled out exactly how much power he wants to retain or how long he wants to keep it. One businessman who watched the speech expressed his concerns this way. I accept that democracy here hasn't worked and that someone needs to watch the politicians. But, he said, who watches the watchers? Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Karachi.